Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1365, recorded May 19th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Ford, giving customers the power of choice with a full line of electric and hybrid electric vehicles. Learn more about Ford electric vehicle technologies at Ford.com/technology. And now, get ready for Dick.
Here we go, my friend. It's time for the weekly Wheelie Whiz Whiz. The Wheelie Wha Ha Ho Ho.
Hoo Ha Hee Ha.
The Hoo Ha Hoo Ha Hee Hee Ho.
It's a brand new week, it's a brand new week, it's a brand new week, and Whiz Whiz. It's a brand new week, it's a brand new week, it's a brand new Whiz Whiz.
The worse your life, the better we sound. It makes its own gravy.
The worse your life,
the better we sound.
The worse your life, the better we sound.
Such a great motto. The worse your life, the better we sound. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is. Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, and the Giz Whiz. Hello, Dickie.
Leo, how are you? But it's true. It's true. The worse your life, the better we sound. I think we thought of that like almost 6 years ago, and it's held true ever since.
Continue to prove it. Absolutely true.
Yes. Yes.
I want to thank you because my turn the table turkey is thanks to you. This week.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, the people from
you sent me a buffalo.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait. It'll be arriving next sometime soon, and we're going to make burgers, I think, because I hear...
Oh, no. You have to treat it. No.
No?
No, you're not going to...
You can't make hamburgers out of it?
No.
Oh, it's a live buffalo? What am I going to do with that?
Yeah, I thought you had a farm. What, did you give up the farm already?
We gave up the farm. No, it's not. It's a buffalo router. It's actually a pair of routers, and I'll show you a little later on.
Good. Yeah, it's a router and a media center. It's two different things.
It's the things together. So how have you been this week? Everything going well?
I've been very good. The weather in New York City has been super fine, so I've been getting some boating in. And even though my GPS, I don't know if you saw, I tweeted the picture. My GPS, keeps track of the best speed you ever did is one of the menu options.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, now it says 1,310 miles. I would love to know how that got on there. But I had the boat bottom cleaned and painted, and it's doing a little better than 41. I think it's doing 41.2 miles an hour, which is pretty fast for my little work boat.
Wow.
So it's great. Yeah.
You know, I would guess what happened was that the GPS mispositioned you at some point in Hoboken, and you got there in 5 seconds, and so that's 1,300 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to do better than that, but it's very hard to surpass that.
Well, it's hard to get a boat to Hoboken, I believe.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
It's just a left at the Hudson, but I don't know. I may be wrong. I'm not real good on the New York City directions, as you know.
No, I know. Well, we'll find that out later on when you give directions to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Do you now this week are more hardware show things? What do you have?
Doing more hardware show stuff, and I have some neat things. Well, what happens is you see stuff at the hardware show, and then people get home and they finally get to send it out to you. So this is really neat from a company called eGear. And what I did this
Wait a minute. Let me look at that. Oh, I know what that is. It's a blender.
Yeah, it could be. It almost could be. It
looks kind of like a blender. It's got handles on the side.
I put stuff up ahead of time on my website. So if you go to gizwiz.biz, the stuff we're talking about is up there. Only because a lot of it is not showing up on the web yet. This is very clever. I was going by the e-gear booth, and a woman said, "We have a great new lantern here." And I said, "Well, you know, I did a lantern on the show I do like a month or so ago." And she said, "Do you have a lantern that can stay lit on 3D batteries for 30 days?
What? 30 days?
I said, "Are you kidding me?" And she said, "Yes, we had. We started with a one-day lantern, then we started with a, then we went to a six-day lantern," and she said, "We are now introducing a 30-day lantern."
It must be LED, right? I mean, it's the only.
Oh my gosh, it is! Yeah, it's very clever. It's LED, and of course that's on the low mode. So it starts out at 300 lumens. What's neat is if you hold in the button while it's on 300 lumens, it actually goes into the official.
It looks like SOS. I thought it was.
Yeah, that's right. Who am I talking
about? Hey, dude, I'm a ham. I know these things.
What does that have to do with knowing SOS?
No, that's interesting. Yeah. So it just does SOS as long as you hold it. It does do it automatically.
No, while it's bright, hit that button and hold it in, and then it'll stay on SOS.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, it'll stay on SOS for 15 days.
By then, you're probably dead.
Eaten everybody in your party.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
boy, it would have been handy for the Donner Party, though. They could have...
Yes, Donnie Paul.
Donner Party of Two.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's only three of us now.
That smells of an old joke.
It does.
Yes.
It does. Well, everything we do on the show smells in one way or another. Okay. So this little guy is pretty nifty. So there's high, medium, low. It can do the blink SOS. It has rubberized base and top. You can unscrew the globe. Let me see if I can do it right. Oh, okay. And then it has a hook on it. So you can then make it a tent light. Let me just push that here. So now then it will hang down. And it is water resistant, runs on 3D cells. And as I said, the amazing thing is if you go camping or something, you don't have to worry about carrying extra batteries with you because that is a really long life from the batteries you're getting. I'm looking here, even on high, which is 300 lumens, it goes for 32 hours.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, that's really
LED.
Good.
You know, we're even now seeing. I've started to use for a while. I replaced my incandescent bulbs with compact fluorescents, but there's disadvantages to compact fluorescents. It you can't dim it. It's not dimmable unless it has a special ballast. It takes a while to come on. You know, it takes a second or two before it comes on. Colors are weird, and they're still pretty fragile. But I always wanted to use LED light bulbs. You know. But they were $100. They've really come down now, and I'm starting to buy.
Yeah, I'm seeing them at $40. Have you seen anything less than that?
Oh yeah, I bought three of them for I think it was $30. So
three for $30.
I think so. You know, well, here in California, PG&E will subsidize those.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
are LEDs dimmable?
Yes.
Okay. With
not all of them, but the new LEDs, and they'll say on the. On the box. Yeah, here's one on Amazon for $10.99.
Wow. Okay.
So they've really come down considerably in price. And you can get any color now, too, which is a nice feature that wasn't available initially with LED. They're getting warmer colors. For a while, they were just kind of white, white, white.
Yes.
I didn't like that so much, but they're able to do. So they've gotten a whole lot better now than they used to. So your passion for LEDs is paying off. It's too bad you couldn't
buy LED stock
or something.
Oh, yeah. I didn't buy any Facebook stock. I was going to buy a share of it, but then today I would have only been 38 cents richer. So,
yeah. I mean, actually, that's the point. I bet a lot of people who thought they were buying Facebook stock, they got it at market price for 40, 42. It went up to 45, and they lost money yesterday.
Yeah, so. Did it ended up back at I
it's
heard
back at 38.
At 38 and yeah. at 38 cents.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, so you made a little money.
I made 38 cents, but I didn't invest. I didn't invest.
No, it's good. It's a long-term hold. I'll have it for next week.
Okay. Anyway, so that's the lantern. It's from Revere, but it's marketed under the name E-Gear, and it's the 30-day lantern, and it'll be coming out in the next month, and it's under $60. So you can start looking for it.
You know, it's funny because for years, all my camping lanterns, you know, they used to use those big square giant batteries.
Oh, yes. And 6 and 9 volts. Yeah. 6 and 12 volts. Got them at Radio Shack.
Exactly.
They weighed about 9 pounds.
And if you didn't make sure to turn that thing off when you went to bed, it wouldn't be working. I mean, it would if you got a night out of it, you were lucky.
Yes.
So.
And the batteries were like $8 and $9.
Yes.
So great big battery hit the.
Yes.
It used to come with the negative and positive, and you connect
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So this is going to be on the E-Gear site at some point in the near
It will
future.
Be. Yeah. It will be.
So that is, my friends, gadget number one from the Hardware Show with Dick DiBartolo.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, gadget number two. Now, you having a car don't need this too much.
Oh, this is okay? For people who, wait a minute. They've decided the market for this is people who don't have cars.
Well, no, not exactly. I am making that assumption. By the way, it's the YouTube video, the last one uploaded.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, at the marina in the winter, everybody fills their fuel tanks using portable fuel cans because
yes.
Once the marinas close on October 31st for the season, there is no place to get gas. And so if you want to go boating after that, well, you have to carry gas in and out. In a can. And the EPA and California has, what is it, CABA?
Yes.
I forgot.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And so the new gas cans, they don't spill gasoline because basically once you put the gas
it's
in
sealed.
There, you can't get it back out.
It's
again.
Sealed. We don't want any vapors exposed.
In the dead of winter, the gas can I have, West Marine was selling it. And I said to the guy, oh, I'll take the 5-gallon gas can. He says, yeah, that's $35.
Whoa.
I said, I'm talking about this 5-gallon. He said, yeah, it's $35. I said, how could that be? They were $9 2 years ago. He said, oh, because these are the new fuel efficient EPA. So I bought it because that's all they carry. And Leah, it has this knurled thread. So you have to hold that with one finger while you turn the knob with the other finger, push the valve that says pour, hold that valve while you pour it. Gas trickles out like you're using an eyedropper. It is just nuts. So I was
but
thrilled.
You can't spill it.
No, you can't spill it. Very safe. The gas will last a lifetime. Anyway, I found something brand new at the Hardware Show, and I bring it to you now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we take you semi-live and almost nearly comatose to the National Hardware Show, where Dick DiBartolo is frozen in time.
Oh, wait,
I think he's about to move.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest writer, and the Gizwiz at the National Hardware Show in Vegas. You know, I have a boat, transfer fuel. Well, you know, the what is the group that makes you have safe gas cans?
Oh, well, there's California CARB well as EPA.
Right. And the EPA. You know, the EPA, they have these safety gas cans where, like, you push a lever, and then you turn around 3 times, and then you click your heels, and then the gas, like, trickles out. So I was really excited when I heard about no spill, these gas cans that can transfer gas really quickly. So No Spill Jill, as I talk, will show you how fast this 1.25-gallon can empty. Now, this is not actually gas. These are martinis, and she's just going to show you. This is really amazing. Because all you do is you press that one button. Dennis, just move in there a little. So you can see Jill pushes that one button, and there are no ratcheting and no funnels and no... So this is really neat. And, Tom, what are these retailing for?
Well, those retail for about $17. And please notice that it automatically stops when the container's full.
And when you say $17, we're talking about the smallest?
Retail, yes.
Right. And I would normally use a 5-gallon on my boat, and that would retail for?
Oh, about $31,
$32. $31, and that's called No Spill. And there's
I think Dennis was enjoying No Spill Jill.
Yes. Yes, I know that. They went out and have cocktails later. I'm trying to be on camera, and all we see is No Spill Jill.
Different line. line that Home Depot and those people might have, right. And that's going to be called. Dennis, up there?
It's the Easy Can.
Easy Can. Right. Okay, Easy Can looks sort of similar, has a lot of the same features, but it'll be at a lower price. So getting gassed at the National Hardware Show, Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Rider, and the GizWiz with this week's Weekly Daily GizWiz video. By the way, using the new Audio Technica mic.
Oh, that sounds good. You sound so much better. I'm glad you're using that mic now.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you recommended it.
And it really sounds good.
$50
Yeah. Yeah, it was cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
And so was No Spill Jill. So it works out perfectly.
Yes, exactly. Well, oh, we happened to find out after the spot talking to Jill is that she has another name, but just during the hardware show.
When the stalkers are out, she uses the name Jill.
Jill, yes, yes, exactly, exactly. So No Spill gas cans, and as I said, there'll be a different brand called Easy Can that the mass marketers like Home Depot and stores like that will sell for about $5 cheaper. But, you know, not only boats. If you have lawn mowers or any small gadget, hedge trimmers that uses gas. And also,
a lot of people have gas canisters because, you might want to keep one in the back of your truck in case you run out of gas, that kind of thing. And this really looks like a big improvement, I have to say.
It really is. Yeah. And the smaller ones, the 1.25 and a 2.5 gallon, have an opaque stripe back in front. So you can just look at it from 10 feet away and know how much gas is left in the can. So they're very clever. There you go. NoSpill.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That would be, I'm keeping track, gadget number 2.
Yes.
Yes. So that means, if I'm not mistaken, it's time for gadget number 3.
Your mathematical skills are just...
I got it!
Yeah.
Oh!
I know. Yay. Yeah. A voice and a brain. And not much else.
A man, a myth, a legend, and a vuvuzela. Just had to celebrate. And now, nice. And now what number's next?
Okay, let's see. You said 2, and then we added another one. 4.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You know,
it's time for gadget 4.
4. No, we're going to do 3.
That's 3. What I said.
Okay. Every year at the hardware show, PF Waterworks introduces a couple of devices to make plumbing fixes very easy. Now, a couple of years ago, we talked about something called PermaFlow. This is a very clever idea. They still make it. It is you replace the drain, the U-shaped drain under your sink with their drain, which is clear. So you can tell what if anything is stuck.
Brilliant.
A little paddle on it that operated from the outside. So if something got stuck there, you could just spin the paddle and push it on through. So it went down the drain.
Brilliant. Great idea. Brilliant. Yeah. All drains should have that.
Exactly. Permaflow. And last year, Plunge Max was a gigantic.
Yes.
That was the most bizarre thing.
It was a super plunger.
Yes. You know, it was like a giant bellows that they used to use for fireplaces and blacksmith use it.
Well, and there was an elaborate...
It's a bellows the size... There it is. Yeah. The bellows the size of your toilet seat.
And you had to sit on it.
No. You just push the cover of the toilet down, and it forces 3 times, or I think he said 5 times the amount of air that a plunger will do. And sometime during the year last year, I had something stuck in the toilet. I used that rubber, and I said, wait a minute. I have Plunge Max.
Did it work?
So I put it on, and I pushed down on it. Nothing happened. And I said, well, let me look at the thing. And then I realized, oh, no, you used a toilet cover to push down on it.
Right.
So that it pushes down evenly everywhere. One shot. The stuff was gone. I think it came up in Dennis's apartment, but I didn't.
that was the goal. Hey, Dennis, I got a delivery for you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Hey, Dennis, you want some hard candy? Go in your bathroom.
I got something for you, Dennis.
Is it up there?
Okay. Oh, gross.
Anyway, so that was Plunge Max.
Yes.
And this year they introduced something called Drain Easy. So Drain Easy replaces your current drain plug, your current bathtub drain. And what it is, it has little channels in there that hairs float into. If the drain starts backing up, you know there's a lot of hairs down there. All you do is you either step on or use your hand to move the little drain plug up and down several times, which grinds up the stuck hair into small pieces so it can continue down the drain.
It's a hair grinder.
It's a hair grinder. And it's more.
Well, if you stopped washing the dog in the bathtub, you probably wouldn't have this problem.
Well, where am I going to wash the dog?
Wash fairway in the bathtub.
Yeah, we so do.
This is an I have to say, this could have been a what the heck is it?
Yes, it could have been. But I found so many other things weird at the show.
Well, this is one of them. I would look at this and I would say that looks like, because it looks like it's ceramic and it's electrical and.
I would think it was like some sort of a really high-tech top.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the Drain Easy stopper. I should get this for my tub.
Yeah. Under $15.
Oh.
Not quite on their website yet, but it will be soon. And their pfwaterworks.net.
And they sell all of these at the big hardware stores, I would presume.
Oh, they will. Like, absolutely. Yeah, in the next couple of months, they will be everywhere.
Okay. All right.
Everywhere.
Cool. It's like a slap chop for hair, says Aaron B.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't stick your head in there. This is just hair that accidentally comes out.
It chops, it dices, it slices. You got hair, no problem. We got the slap chop. Just slap it. It makes it easy. It goes away. It's exactly what that is.
That is, yeah. That's right.
The slap chop for hair. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I have a turn-the-table turkey that you provided, thank goodness. Because that 2x4 is still waiting.
No,
but
I know.
This is
that's
much better
what
than
gets a, me get finding you stuff. I panic on Monday.
Better than a 2x4. Well, you know, it's funny because I panic on Saturday. So that's where you have a little bit of a.
I know. You panic Saturday about 1 minute to five East Coast.
Right before the show begins. That's when I start thinking, you know, I might have a gadget that I need to do here. I'll tell you what. I think someday this will be the gadget. I don't know. I got on the waiting list for this, and now it's available. And I kind of really thinking, oh, I wish I had. But then they keep pulling me in. Ford keeps doing this to me. I'm talking about the Ford Focus Electric for 2012. It's available now at Ford dealers, EV-certified Ford dealers, everywhere in the country. What a sweet ride this is. The new Ford Focus Electric, listen to the bests, Dick. These are the bests. It is the most fuel-efficient five-passenger vehicle in America. Most fuel-efficient five-passenger vehicle in America. One. It gets the best city rating in its class, 110 miles per gallon E. Two. It has the best-in-class driving range, 76 miles.
What?
Driving range on one charge. That's four.
Four.
And then number eight, it has the best in class 240 volt charge time, 4 hour charge. Did I miss a number? Hour charges. And then
that's
C,
three.
It has the best, or is that D? Best for 4 hour charge. Now you have to install the Leviton, 240 volt home charger. It's easy. You wouldn't do it, but they will do that. And it's incredible because now you can drive 76 miles. Get home, plug it in, and 4 hours later, it's ready to go again. That's half the time it takes to charge the next most popular electric vehicle. It's a really amazing. Never needs an oil change. State-of-the-art batteries mean that they are very efficient in every way. And now they've got apps. So you've got the Sync plus My Ford Touch, which lets you control things like, you can find out all about the condition of the how many miles are left, what's the charging situation, so forth. The in car also has a GPS that will tell you the most eco-friendly driving route. And then, and also they'll tell you how you're doing, you know, give you a rating. But then they've got apps that will do all that and more. For instance, you can use the app. They have this thing called value charging from Microsoft that will let you say, hey, charge the car when it's cheapest. You know, wait till the off-peak hours and do it then, like 3 in the morning or whatever. And it'll take care of it. No big complicated setup. It just does it. It knows where you are and all that. Of course, regenerative braking system. That means as you stop, 90% of the energy that would normally be lost to heat, friction, and all that is recaptured and pumped back into the battery. That's one of the ways they get 76 miles range. I just go on and on. What you should do is go to the website, which is Ford.com/technology. Take a look at all the technology in these new Ford vehicles. And, of course, the 2012 Focus Electric, it's like their state-of-the-art technology vehicle. It's amazing. And then, maybe better yet, go drive one at a Ford dealer near you. Take a look. That's your opportunity to try the latest My Ford Touch and Sync and all that stuff, too. Ford.com/technology. So I was all excited. So this is the car I've been waiting for. Really was excited about this. And then at the same time, they announced the 2013 Ford Fusion Energy plug-in hybrid. And now I'm going, oh, no.
When's it coming out? When's the 2013?
Early next year. So it's, you know, it's 6 months.
Oh, no, no. You got to get both.
I could get one and then get the other.
Yeah.
So what a plug-in hybrid is basically it's an electric that has a gas engine as well, but it doesn't kick in until you need it. So if you're just bopping around town, you're always electric, which means, again, great mileage, 100 miles per gallon MPGe.
Holy cow.
100. And that's a gas engine. But you only use it if you need to go farther than the range. See, that's where they're really – this is incredible. Basically, Ford was a little late to the table with electric. This intentionally, they wanted to get it right. They were waiting for all these state-of-the-art technologies to mature, but they also wanted to do it in such a way that it wasn't just one token vehicle. The plan is to electrify all of Ford's vehicles. In fact, the plan is to offer every kind of powertrain on every kind of vehicle, from diesel to gas to electric to plug-in hybrid to hybrid. All of their vehicles can be built on they're modifying their assembly lines, so all of their vehicles can be built using the powertrain that they need to. So if as demand goes up for these electric vehicles, and I'm sure it will, I hope it will, they can make more of them very easily. They wanted to do it right. And, you know, it's an engineer-driven company, and that's what engineers do. They say, we're not going to rush this. We want to do it right. And I think they did. I think they did. You've just got to check it out. Ford.com/technology or visit a Ford EV-certified dealer near you. And we thank them so much for their support of the weekly, whatever the hell this is.
Okay, yeah, that was 87. I counted all the features.
All right.
Yes.
It is time for a turn the table turkey, and it's one of the best turkeys we've ever had. But I'm going to let you do the honors right now, and why don't you talk me in?
Oh, okay, yes. Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads Madness Rider, and the Gizwiz. One time a week, all the FCC does allow, Leo gets to do his TTT. Is it a turkey or a TTT treasure? We'll find out on this week's Turn the Table Turkey.
I like that new name, Treasure or Turkey. That's a good, we should use that instead.
Leo looks under his desk to find some crap to share. Dick says, put that fork away. It's turn the table, turkey.
Come on. Actually, I have to thank you for this. This is so exciting. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, you're welcome.
So tell us the story of this. You went to see Buffalo, or they came to you, or what happened?
No, people from Buffalo said, oh, we have this brand new router that you will absolutely love. It's AC, what is it, AC?
1300.
The AC 1300, right.
Yep.
We have two products. We have a router and we have a new AC. I forget, what's the model number of the other one? The AC 1300
Wait a minute, I got them mixed up. Yeah, there's a media, yeah, I got the wrong one. So the N450 is the media bridge and the N900 is the dual band router.
Exactly. And yeah. So these are the fastest routers, and they came up to the office and they were describing it. And I said, you know what? I am terrified to change anything before we do the Week of Daily Gizmos because it's been working 3 weeks in a row now, which is rare. And I said, but I know a person who would love these.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's a chance you could, overnight
baby.
Them, so he would have them by, they said, they will be overnighted when, give me a phone.
So grateful to you.
So I sent them out to you.
So what happened was, I didn't know this, but, you know, we all know about Wi-Fi, 802.11. And there was, first there was 802.11b, and then shortly after that they came out with A, and then G, and then N. And N's kind of the current state-of-the-art of 802.11. Well, those wacky guys at the International Engineering Task Force, the IETF, never stop. And they've been working. And apparently, without even my knowing it, they went to OPQRSTVUWXYZ. And then they went over to AAABAC. So we are now at 802.11AC, and it's the new draft standard. This is going to replace N. So why would we want to replace N? Well, remember, N maxed out at 450 megabits. Now, nobody got 450 megabits, if you know, but that was the nominal max out. This is more than 2.5 times faster, 1.3 gigabit Wi-Fi, okay? I mean, whoo. And this is a draft standard, but just like, remember we got N routers for a while?
Yeah.
That were before the finalized standard. And this will be upgradable to the final AC. I don't anticipate a lot of changes. So this uses AC. Now, of course, if you don't have an endpoint that has AC, and nobody yet has 802.11ac, you could use this. And this is what we did. We set it up. So this is the media bridge. And you kind of, if you're going to buy the one, until there's hardware to support 802.11ac, you might want to buy the other. Because what happens is, now this, the AC 1300 N900 becomes your Wi-Fi access spot, okay? Feature-wise, it's loaded. So I'll run through some of the features. You're not going to leave you in the dust. For instance, it has 4 Ethernet ports. It has a USB port so that you can have a NAS drive attached. It has some nice features. It has Buffalo's AOSS, which is its built-in kind of automatic pairing. So if you have a phone that has an AOSS app, and Android has AOSS apps, you just press the button and it automatically pairs up. Then this light will come on solid, and you'll know that the phone's using it. Of course, the phone will only be using N in most cases, not AC. Then when you get the bridge, what happens is you pair the bridge up using AOSS with the router, and now the bridge is basically a receiver that you then connect via Ethernet, gigabit Ethernet, to take advantage of the speed. So what I did is I tried this out in my apartment. I replaced my AirPort Extreme with this, and I then connected this to my desktop across the room, and I noticed an immediate 20% increase in my internet access, which is kind of remarkable because my internet access is already maxed out, right? This bridge has 4 ports, and all it really is a Wi-Fi receiver that turns it into landline Ethernet. So basically, these two are talking now at the new full speed, 802.11ac speed, to each other, and then converting it to Ethernet. So, for instance, if you had a Roku box or a TV set and you wanted the absolute best throughput. Now, there's a few reasons why this is an improvement besides just the nominal speed. And, of course, remember, nominal speed is the max possible. You never get that kind of speed in real life, but I did notice a big improvement. And where you'll notice the biggest improvement is where you're doing intranetwork file copying. In other words, where you're sending files from one computer to the other over the 802.11ac, over the Wi-Fi inside your place. That's where you'll notice a big, big improvement, maybe two or three times faster. I was really impressed. Let's talk a little bit about the other reasons that this is an exciting new router. One is it uses 5 gigahertz exclusively. So you've probably noticed that, certainly I did, when I get on my Wi-Fi, there's a dozen other people whose Wi-Fi I can see. That means the bands are highly congested. And even though there are 11 channels on our Wi-Fi, each router uses roughly 3 of them. So there really only 3 positions available. That means if I've got 12 nearby routers, we're going to conflict. So congestion has become everybody's using Wi-Fi now. It's become a real problem. When you get to the 5 gigahertz band, it's not nearly as congested. These routers also use more bandwidth. They use 80 megahertz bandwidth and even 160 megahertz bandwidth versus the maximum of 40 in 802.11. They eat more bandwidth, but that by using more bandwidth, they also can get higher speed. They have other useful features like what we call MIMO, multiple in, multiple out connections, up to 8 separate MIMO streams available in this. That's another way you're going to get more speed out of this thing. I did my testing with Pandora running in the background and other things, and it works much better having other things going on in the background. And then, now these routers don't have this, but soon there's a feature of AC that's maybe even more important. It's called beamforming. This is magic. When the router sees somebody's connected, it narrows its beam to talk to it. Let me explain. Normally, Wi-Fi is omnidirectional. It beams equally in all directions. These new AC routers, and I don't think these Buffalo do it, but there may be a modification that can make them do it, and certainly newer ones will, where the router says, oh, I'm talking to that computer over there, and actually aims at that computer to give you longer distance and more reliable connectivity. They're doing a lot of very interesting things in these new 802.11 AC routers. And this is the first one I've seen. And so I'm very excited. You know, I was really excited when N came around. It was a big improvement, more distance, higher speed. And I think it's pretty safe to say they've waited a while. It's been 4 or 5 years since N was ratified. I think it's safe to say that the IEEE has come up with a fairly significant upgrade to Wi-Fi. We're talking nominal speeds of 1.3 gigabits. Now, what'll really be great is when laptops and phones and other devices start coming with 802.11 AC receivers. Then you'll get the full benefit of this router. That will make a huge difference. A couple other things that I like. Comes with screws so you can mount it, and that's how I'm going to do it. Mount it right on the wall. It doesn't have any antennas. The antenna's internal. It's right there, and it will just mount right to the wall. It also has, I think this is a nice feature, it has built into it this little card that slides out that tells you the information that you need to know about the router.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. There's the air station setup card for web setting, which gives you these are the things that are in the manual, but you wish you remembered. The IP address for the router when you're on their network, the login and password. And on the flip side, you get the SSID, the security key, and the security type. Of course, it supports WPA2, PSK, and AES. And Steve Gibson recommends WPA2 AES. That's the best Wi-Fi encryption. It actually comes with that turned on. Okay, there's one negative, and I got to tell you about that. You heard me mention AOSS. It does support something that is now a real problem. It's called WPS. You'll notice that on here, actually it's on the bottom, there's a 6-digit PIN number that you can use to pair up with this router. Well, that WPS specification is broken, and there's a very simple hack that lets people hack into your router. Even if you're using that strong WPA2 encryption, they can actually get your password using this flawed 6-digit PIN. So unfortunately, as far as I can tell, and correct me if I'm wrong, chat room, AOSS, which is Buffalo's proprietary system to pair up routers to phones and so forth, is in fact just a flavor of WPS. It seems to be similar to WPS. And in fact, when I disable WPS, which I recommend you do if you use this router, immediately disable WPS for security. And it does let you disable it. You won't be able to use AOSS. So in order to match the router to the bridge, the only way to do it is AOSS. That means you have to turn on WPS. So there is a security, kind of a little bit of a security flaw in here. Once you have these bonded, though, I believe you can turn WPS off, and I would recommend to do that. Now, the chat room's telling me, according to, and it didn't say this, you know, anywhere in the on the box or in the manual, but the chatter's saying that the data sheet does say that this router supports that little beam aiming feature. So that is extremely cool. I'm not surprised because, notice, without any antennas externally, it would kind of make sense that it has that capability internally. This is going to be the new standard. Apple's already said they're going to adopt 802.11ac. That means all the new routers will have that. All the new Mac hardware, rather, will have that, as well as the new Apple routers. I have not tested it for buffer bloat. So this is, in some ways, a first look. As you said, I got this yesterday. And I did go on, and I'll show you that even on the internet. Now, remember, you can get a super fast router, but if your internet is slower than an 802.11 router, you're not going to see any real benefit to this, right? It can't speed up something faster than your internet already is. However, I was very pleased to say I got 20% improvement in Wi-Fi performance simply by replacing this router. My suspicion is what happened is that there was a lot of congestion, as I said, in my neighborhood, and that probably by going to this other router, I was able to get around that congestion. So I'll give you the two different speed tests I did. And this was one right after the other. First, I did a speed test. This is on Comcast and their high speed. Actually, you know what? There isn't that much difference, is there? I take it back. So I'm going as fast even on 802.11. I thought there was more of a change than there was. Even on 802.11n, I'm going as fast as the Comcast allows. So you see, there isn't much change in my internet. However, copying files was about 50% faster, at least. And what I'm going to do is take these back, put them in, and test them some more, and get a better idea of what the big difference is. But I'm pretty excited. I think this is the future of Wi-Fi. This works fine with Windows and Mac. Does come with software for Windows and Mac, but frankly, you don't need any special software. You just configure it directly through the interface. In fact, you can connect it directly over the Wi-Fi interface because of this WPS makes it very straightforward to do that. But again, I would turn off WPS once you get it going. I'm excited. I think the wall mounting is great. You just right on the wall. It doesn't look bad just sitting there on the wall. And it's going to give you good results, I think, doing that. Thank you. I'm very excited.
You're welcome.
This is
and
the new 5G Wi-Fi. Newegg sells them now. And they're about, what, $179?
They're $179, like $95 or something for each different unit.
So $179 would be for the Wi-Fi router.
Right, they're both the same price.
They're actually both the same price. Okay. Yeah. So you know, it's a little pricey. I mean, that's roughly the same as the AirPort Extreme. I don't think you're going to get much benefit if you're not using 802.11ac stuff. It does, of course, support all the previous protocols. It's downward compatible with everything. You might, because you're on 5 gigahertz, it does support 2.25 for 2.4 for people who need to support the really old stuff. So just to give you the full specs of this, backwards compatible. If you want the full 1.3 gigabits, you'll be in the 5 gigahertz spectrum using AC equipment. But it also supports 802.11n at 450 megabits on the 2.4 gigahertz bandwidth. Pretty impressive. On the 5 gigahertz band, transfer speeds up to 130 megabits per second, which is plenty for HD streaming, for instance. That's why they call this a media box, because what you do is you could actually stream HD from one to the other. Each of these has four gigabit Ethernet ports on the back. As you said, $179 at Newegg.com. I think this is interesting. You know, I'm an early adopter, There probably isn't a compelling reason for people to rush out and get one if your Wi-Fi is working fast enough right now. As you can see, it's not going to improve your internet speed if you haven't got enough internet bandwidth to challenge 802.11n. Frankly, 35 megabits is right on the edge of that. There you go. USB ports, yes, for HDD sharing. Your phone doesn't yet support it, but AOSS is supported. Again, I'm not recommending AOSS because of the security issues. Okay?
Excellent.
Yeah, I thank the folks of Buffalo for sending this along. It's really an intriguing product. It's the first 802.11 AC router. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in place and do more testing with it. I'll have more numbers, and we'll review this on the product review show before you buy. But it's going to take me a week to try all the different parameters and so forth. It does support gaming, QoS, all of that stuff. So you can say, you know, Skype gets priority or a game gets priority. In fact, they focus on gaming, which is interesting. It just shows you that gamers are the people who drive the bleeding edge of technology.
That market, yeah.
And if you were going to buy a new router at this point, at that price, $179, I think this is a compelling argument for today buying this so that you're kind of future-proofing yourself. I think there's a lot more to be said about that. Remember, one thing about 5 gigahertz is you do get more channels, by the way, but the one limitation of 5 gigahertz is it doesn't go through walls as well. The higher the frequency, the more likely it's going to bounce off of stuff. So it worked very well for me, but I was in line of sight with the device. All right, Dick. Wow. I talked a long time. I apologize. But no, I'm excited about this. Yeah, this is really cool. Really, really cool.
Well, I made the right decision. I was going to keep the router and bridge to talk about and send you the bathtub drain. But I guess I did it the proper way. Bathtub drain,
Wi-Fi routers.
Router.
I don't know. I kind of like the bathtub drain. I'll probably get more use
out of it. It's too late now. I just wanted you to be jealous. I knew you wanted it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a walk. You're on the Hudson River. You take a walk across the river. You're back in New Jersey. No, wrong way. Turn around. Come back to New York, to Manhattan, the island that they bought from the Indians for $24 in beads. Head up Broadway. Cross over. Hang a left where the cop and the horse are having a cup of coffee and a donut. And there, right in front of you, on beautiful 57th Street in Amsterdam, it's time for I don't know what. But it should be Dick's Gadget Warehouse. I think we're lost. I don't know. Are we in New Jersey?
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dick DeBartolo.
Yes. Well,
I'm glad this review is done because I can finally take these back and use it.
Yeah, so excited.
Yeah.
Now, I was sort of surprised no one in the chat room or even you, Leo, said, are you wearing different headphones?
Are you wearing different headphones?
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, I gave you a hint that you should add. Okay. So I'm in the warehouse and I find headphones from, I believe, 1992.
But that was a very good year for headphones.
Yeah, for headphones. Still in the box.
Bill Clinton was president. Monica Lewinsky was just a child.
Wow. Headphones.
These are wireless. Wow.
Yeah, standing for Without Wires from a company that we loved when they were in existence, Rekaton.
Rekaton.
So Rekaton was one of the first to introduce 900 megahertz headphones. Before that, they were infrared line of sight. So if you would go,
Some infrared headphones. They're terrible.
Aren't they a pain in the neck?
You turn your head, and it goes.
Yes, they just go off.
Right.
Yeah.
No, terrible.
I have them. I used to have them, and I had an easy chair. They'd be fine. I would go into the recline mode. It would go off. I could only recline 40%.
Yeah.
And still have that.
Yeah.
So Rekaton came out with their WOW headsets, and my gosh, I had bought a lot of them. This is the W500. This was an unopened box, and I thought, oh, you know what? I'm just going to hook them up and see if they work. And they do. Now, the sound is okay. For back then, 1992, they were pretty decent. They are, you know, it's just 50 to 15,000 megahertz. They sound like a little bass shy compared to today's headphones. but they have several models. The cheap model just took AA batteries. This was the more deluxe model. I think it was like $160. Rechargeable batteries, and the charger is built into the little receiver that you plug into your stereo. Peter Ildow, who worked at Recoton back at the time, I went up to the factory, and I found out something interesting. He said, do you know that if you buy the cheapy version, you still have the battery charger and all the features built in, except they go in a different plastic case so that none of the output jacks are visible.
Ooh.
And
hey,
I
let
said,
me ask you, how this is the sound good on that? Is it
the
stereo?
The sound is not bad.
Let's try this. Wait, we're going to try this. Come here.
Let me hear.
How does it sound? Was that in stereo?
Okay, blow them. Let me hear.
Do it again. How's that sound?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I'm sorry. Continue on. It was a Vuvuzela orchestra.
Let me tell you how good they are.
Yeah.
The man on the right side was winded way before the boy on the left side. That's how good they were.
Yes. What do you mean? Winded.
There you go. Right. The WOB without breath.
Yeah. Without breath.
Amazingly, there is a store still selling them online for $99.
Wow.
I don't, you know.
But, you know, why not? 900 megahertz is still good.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, well, Recoton, I have the thing here. Oh, it was January 2007. AudioVox bought Recoton, and they bought all their subdivisions like Ambico. Do you remember Ambico?
Yeah, I remember Ambico.
Ambico made all kinds of battery camera attachments. They made a wireless microphone system. They also owned Disc Washer.
Recoton. I remember, yes.
Exactly. Spike Master, who were making extensions.
I'm looking, and there are still quite a few 900 megahertz headphones out there.
Okay.
Sennheiser, Sony, they all make them.
Oh, that's okay. So the technology.
RCA,
Recoton does not. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think AudioVox also. Oh, you know what? I think AudioVox bought the RCA brand
right. So these are AudioVoxes, probably.
I bet they took the Recoton and made it into the RCA brand.
I would guess that Bluetooth would start to overtake these.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you don't need the big case, the transmitter I'm actually using here, so I can't get the... Oh, here we go. I don't know how much... it's not quite long enough cord to show it on
But you channel. Need a base station, a base unit.
Yeah, you need a large base station.
Yeah. So. Well, there you go. But the sound was pretty good. I mean, you're using them now. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice not to have any wires.
I listened to them a while earlier with some music.
Are you getting any? You know, it's funny because for a while, lots of cordless phones were on 900 megahertz, and that they may have been less useful then. Now that everybody's moved to DECT and the 5 gigahertz and other frequencies, you probably have it 900 to yourself now.
You know what? That is amazing because when I hooked it up, I thought with all the stuff I have in my studio, this is just going to be 18 kinds of buzzes,
right?
But there are no buzzes,
right?
And I think you probably just hit on why that is,
sure.
Because I have DECT 6 phones,
right?
Yeah. So
I think this is probably weirdly enough a technology that might come back.
It could.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Who would have thunk?
Something
from 1992 would be new again.
Something like Elvis?
Ooh.
Here come the letters. I got the letters. Here come the Giz Whiz letters now. Here come the Giz. I said the Giz Whiz letters now.
Oh, yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Dick DeBartolo with a letter to the editor.
The letter says, I am listening to the show right now.
Oh, dear.
Where you talked about the motorized cooler. Mm. I think that was just probably last week.
That was last week. It was.
Cruising cooler.
The cruising cooler.
Beer chest with a built-in motor.
Yes.
And Steve continues, I have a great idea.
Right.
They could merge the cooler technology with the Google self-driving car.
Then self-driving
cooler. That would drive to the game or wherever you were going. You could stock it with beer and enjoy a cold one while a cooler gets you to your destination. I like the idea since I am blind.
Uh-huh.
I would ride a cooler like this. Heck, if I drink
that's not humiliating.
No. If I drank enough of the beer, who knows? I might be able to see by the time I got to where I was going.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show every week. Take care, Steve Wolf. Steve Wolf.
Oh, Steve, our old friend Steve.
Our old friend Steve. Steve has a good sense of humor and a good idea. Cruising cooler. Steve would like a little royalty if you decide to talk to people.
Self-driving cooler.
That is good. Okay, cooler. Go to Yankee Stadium. Go to Citi Field.
Actually,
probably
going
to be a lure against that soon.
I have a great shot, and it's still on the camera. You know, we're having the big Petaluma American Graffiti Days.
Oh yeah, right yeah.
Now. It's a big car show. Lots of classic cars out there. And as I was walking in, there was a guy on a Segway driving his Segway around to look at the cars. And then a guy in an electric wheelchair came up to him, and they started talking. And I got a picture of the guy in the Segway, the guy in the electric wheelchair, and the classic cars. And I just thought, that's three different ways of of traveling, you know? Let me see. There's the picture. I'll have to put it up on the interweb. But
yeah,
I just thought it was very funny to see those classic cars
and
the guys talking to each other in the different.
I thought you were going to say the guy on the Segway was texting because yesterday.
Yes, that's a good idea.
It's been beautiful in Riverside Park. And here's a guy driving through the crowd at a fairly high clip on his bike while he's texting.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I thought, he kidding
it's
me?
It's probably not illegal. But
it's probably not. But
yeah, yeah.
Maybe good sense would help.
Well, I'm off to take more pictures of the cars. I know you have a little boating to do.
I do.
We want to.
Can still pay the what the heck is it?
Yes. Still play it.
There's no pay involved.
Pay Dick a lot of money to play this game. It's so much
fun. It's free.
Yeah. Go to gizwiz.biz. You, by the way, Dick, you're still the only person I know with a .biz address.
I don't know why they didn't catch up. Well, it's perfect for me since my company is GizWiz.
It rhymes.
Wow.
GizWiz.biz. Home of Disneyland. And if you click the big button that says, what the heck is it there, you'll see this thing. And we don't know what it is, but if you can come up with a cute answer to what it might be, you might win one of 24 Mad magazines, autographed by Mr. D. It's the July-August edition of Mad. And all the details and rules and entries are there. Gizwiz.biz.
And I'll just mention one other thing. I do have one Alfred E. Newman thing up on eBay, and it ends tomorrow.
So where, let's see. We'll scroll down.
It's Mad. Oh, yeah.
Where is it on the site?
The opening page.
Oh, you have to go to the front. All right.
And it should be right there. My
Mad Collectibles.
No, it's the very top.
Oh, sorry.
Top.
Let's go back a little bit. It's right at the top. Mad Magazine, Gizwiz, Squarespace. eBay page.
eBay.
And let's
see. And just click on items for sale right under my picture.
Boy, that's easy. No difficulty whatsoever. And here it is. Well, we were talking about here's Mad in Your Eye. Now, here's a new one. This is a very rare Alfred E. Newman ATM card.
I found another one. I auctioned one off, and it went for $30. This one's up to $25. They were we made these things for the top 100 retailers who sold Mad back in the days when Gaines was alive. Huh. So it looks just like an ATM card, except it has a picture of a gun on the back, and it says, okay, ATM, hand over the money. So it's a way to hold up ATMs very discreetly.
Clever, very clever.
Clever, yeah. It's mad, you might
say. This is a rare item, and you might want to get this to, you know, as a collectible here.
We made like 100 or 120 of them, gave away like 90 of them, so they are... And they won't be made again.
I can pretty much guarantee that.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, no more where those came from.
That is true.
Hey, Dick, just a sad note. I'd like to end on a sad note because we certainly don't want people to feel better after they listen to this show. It's...
I don't think they feel good now. You
can't
make it worse.
Let's make them feel sicker. No, it's sad because I saw this on your Facebook. Donna Summer passed away. And I know you were a big Donna Summer fan.
I was a big Donna Summer fan. You know, my houseboat, my 50-foot houseboat was a disco, and we certainly played it.
I think what finally killed her is that you sold that houseboat.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was because I think I left all her records, all her vinyl records. You know, for years, disco songs continued on vinyl because DJs wanted to be able to slow them down and speed them up and match the beats per minute.
Right.
Of course, now you can do that electronically. But yeah, that was sad.
Yeah. Well, she was great.
For, you know, like
she was only 63. So. She was just a young woman. Yeah.
These days, 63 is the new
53. 30. Wow. Donna Summer passed away at the age of 30. Her real name is LaDonna Adrian Gaines.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. She actually performed at the Nobel Peace Prize concert in 2009. The Queen of Disco.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, we miss her. I miss her already. Hot stuff.
But
she was hot stuff.
Hot stuff.
Yeah.
Work hard for the money.
Bad girls.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And, you know, she kind of started, what was that sexy song that lasted, Love to Love
I Feel
You,
Love.
Baby.
Love to Love You, Baby. I feel love.
You know what? Did you do backup on that?
I did. That was me.
I feel love. You know, I didn't. I never made the connection to you just did that. I said, wait, I know that voice.
Even though she wasn't a smoker, she passed from lung cancer.
God.
Which does happen sometimes. In fact, Andy Kaufman died very young. Not a smoker, but of lung cancer.
Wow.
Well, now that we've really brought the audience down,
our
job here is done.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down the river, and I think I'm just going to jump in.
Why not?
Love, I feel love.
I should play that song. Get that taste out of our mouths. See if I have it. Then we can get banned in every form possible. Yeah. You know, it is on YouTube. It seems like if it's on YouTube, you should be able to play it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you?
Yes, I think so. You didn't put it there.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We take you out with the great Donna Summer and Love, baby. I feel it. Love. Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you next time. Dick, will you be here?
I'll be here.